I want to talk about it's today. Turn to your neighbor and say, it's today. Now, have you ever woke up really excited because it's today, the day in which something big is going to happen? You're going on vacation or something else is going on. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, yeah. So I want to talk to you about getting all that God has for you today. 2 Corinthians 6:1 says, we then, as workers together with him, also plead with you not to receive the grace of God in vain. That's the New King James Version. And I want to read the NLT. I'll slow down. Some of y'all, I'm not giving you time to turn there, so I better slow down a little bit. I want to also read this from the NLT. As God's partners, we beg you not to accept this marvelous gift of God's kindness and then ignore it. This is Paul talking to the Corinthians. Now, the Message Bible says it like this. Companions, as we are in this work with you, we beg you, please don't squander one bit of this marvelous life that God has given us. Now, here Paul is talking about receiving the grace of God in vain. This means that we could act in a way that God's grace is in vain and no value to us, because even though it's available every single day of the year. Now, somebody said, well, how can this happen? Well, one of the answers to this question is found in 2 Corinthians 6:2. For he says, in an acceptable time, I have heard you, and in the day of salvation, I have helped you. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. The New Jerusalem Bible says that now is the real time of favor. Now the day of salvation is here. And the Living Translation says, at just the right time I heard you. On the day of salvation I helped you. Indeed, the right time is now. And here it is. Today is the day of salvation. Today, and with that word salvation there, don't just think about being born again. Salvation from everything. You understand what I'm saying to you? See, now, in this verse, we can see the value of today. If we don't value today as the gift that God has given us, then we make the grace of God as in vain. Now, what we must keep in mind is, why is there great value in today? Today has great value because one day Jesus arose victorious from the grave with our redemption in his hand. That day he arose victorious over all things. He did that one day over 2,000 years ago, so that every day God's blessings would be available to us. See, today has great value because of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. Today has great value. What Jesus did on the cross is the result of what God set in order when Adam sinned in the Garden of Eden. When Adam sinned in the garden, God immediately gave him a promise. The seed of the woman would one day get the victory that Adam lost. Hello. You know, maybe some time passed, some years passed by, maybe some decades, maybe some centuries, and that is so, and some millenniums, because it's been over 2,000 years ago. Then in the fullness of time, at the right time. Galatians 4:4, if you want to turn there, Galatians 4:4. I'll read it from New King James and the NLT. Galatians 4:4. But when the fullness of time had come, God sent forth his son, born of a woman, born under the law. And the NLT says, but when the right time came, God sent his son, born of a woman, subject to the law. The right time, the right day. And one day, Jesus appeared. And one day, he fixed the sin problem. In one day, he obtained righteousness for us. In one day, he restored our fellowship to God. See, Adam lost fellowship. Remember, Adam walked and talked with God in the garden. Now, we don't physically walk and talk with him, but we do it in a spiritual sense. In one day, he obtained access for us to God. Bible says we can walk boldly into the throne room. In one day, he obtained victory for us. In one day, he removed shame, guilt, and condemnation. One day. What Jesus did in one day is what we base our entire Christian life on. Today, as we live in the light of what Jesus did in that one day, today, all the promises of God are available to us. Whether we are walking in it or not, they're still available. They're still available. You know, it's just like the power of the Lord is always present to heal anywhere you're at. In Luke 5:17, it says the power of the Lord was present to heal them. But only one got healed. Only him got healed. The guy that they took up on the roof and let down through the roof, that's the only guy that got healed. But the power of the Lord was present to heal them. That's what I'm talking about. All today, all the promises of God are available. Today, all the redemptive benefits are available. Today, the Holy Spirit is ministering for us and to us. Today, the angels are encamped around about us. That's what the Bible says. Today, Jesus is ever interceding for us on high. That's what the Bible says. You ever read it there? How many of you have read there? Yeah, see, today. Today, there are great possibilities for all of us because of what Jesus did that one day. One day caused today to be possible for you. One day made today possible. Hallelujah. See, we gotta get our thinking off of someday and on to today. You know, a lot of people are always putting everything out in the future somewhere. Someday this will happen. Some happy day by and by. No, today. Today. See, he said, in the acceptable time I have heard you in that day, and now is the day. Y'all, people, have you ever seen people that put everything off? Yes. Someday it's going to happen. Yes. Someday my ship will come in. Right. Tomorrow I'll do it. No, today. Tomorrow don't ever come. Anytime anybody says I'll do it tomorrow, it don't ever come because tomorrow is today. That's right. Think about it. It's the truth. When tomorrow gets here, it's today. So what am I talking about? Today. Turn to your neighbor and say, today. You know, people are always thinking, well, some happy day, it's going to come to pass. The truth is, someday never comes. Instead of giving us someday, God has given us promises today. Not someday, today. Today. Someday, you know, is maybe it'll happen. But today, you know, someday is fleeting. Today is here now. Some of y'all look at me funny, but you know, this sort of interesting, you know. Stop longing for someday and start focusing on today. What's available today, not what's available someday. Someday, people say, someday we'll go to heaven. Yeah, but hey, that's someday. Right now, what are you doing today? What are you getting from God today? Today, you're living here now. You know, a lot of people are always concerned about someday, but I'm not living there. And then some people are concerned about what happened yesterday, but I'm not living yesterday. I'm living today. So we need to get concerned about today. Turn to your neighbor and say, today. Anybody getting excited about this? Today. Today. Instead of longing for someday, focus on today. You know, a famous football player said this. His name is Jerry Rice. He's in the Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, Football Hall of Fame. Today, I will do what others want, so tomorrow I can accomplish what others can't. That's a good, good statement. What he's talking about, he'll work out harder. He'll go catch more passes when everybody else is going in the locker room. He's still out there catching passes. Today, I will do what others want so that tomorrow I can accomplish what others want or can't. You know, actually, today, we need to realize that today is a significant part of God's plan for your life. Actually, we need to realize that every day is a significant day because every day is today. Write that down and say it so you remember. Every day is today. See, Ecclesiastes 3:1, and that's a book you go read all the time, I know. That's one we probably hardly ever go read in. But it says, to everything there is a season, a time forever, purpose under heaven. God's purpose and plan for you and the time that you have here on earth is connected. So today does matter. Today has value. It is the time frame in which God will perform his word today. Today is full of possibility. It's the time when God is opening possibilities for you today. Today is time. And time is 24 hours a day for you to receive the blessings of God. Today is time. It's 24 hours a day for you to do something for God. You see, there is the receiving from God today, but there's another side of the road we need to walk on. Today is the day we need to do something for God. Not just always have our hand out receiving. We, on the other side of today is the day we need to receive. But on the other hand, today is a day we need to give. And every time you say the word give in the church, everybody thinks of money. That's only part of it. There's giving of your time. There's giving of your talent, like these young people did up here today. There's giving of yourself, like working with the Rockets Over Rhema program. See, everybody wants to receive, but God has trouble getting some people to give. And I'm going to tell you what. God will only bless you as much as he can get through you. Today we want to bless it. So today we better give something out. Oh, I lost some of you there, but. John Maxwell said, the secret of your success is determined by your daily agenda or what you do today. Today, you can either receive the blessings of God or get yourself in a position to receive the blessings of God. And then today is the day to give out of the blessings of God.
Yes, sir.
Today. What you do today will greatly determine what you receive from God tomorrow.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Warren Buffett said this, someone is sitting in the shade today because someone planted a tree a long time ago.
That's true.
You know, what we do today is determining what will happen down the road. Recognize today is the day of receiving. Though Jesus made today possible 2,000 years ago. 2,000 years ago, he made today possible for you to receive the promises of God. Now, when somebody offers you something, do you say, well, that's good, I'm glad, I think I'll take you up on that 6 months from now? If I walked over here and I offered William my money clip, I'm not, but I will. Because I got my driver's license and some credit cards here and a $4, $5, $1 bills, a couple of 20s. But if I said I was going to offer this to him and he said, oh, Pastor, I really appreciate that. I'll take you up on that 6 months from now. Well, 6 months from now, I'm not going to be here offering it to him. Right? You know, sometimes with God, we're always putting it off. Okay, God, I'll do that. Okay, next week, next some. See, we need to decide that today we will operate in Mark 11, 23 and 24. See, some people can't operate in today because they can't let go of yesterday. See, yesterday is history. No matter what you do, you cannot change it. But what you do today can change your tomorrow. You can't change there, but today can change here. Come on now. See, Actually, Joel said this, Joel Osteen. I've known Joel since he's a little boy. My dad, John, used to come, and in fact, right after John got the Holy Ghost, he traveled around with Dad. And in fact, but Joel said this, it's a good saying, let go of yesterday. Let today be a new beginning and be the best that you can, and you'll get where God wants you to be. That's a good saying. Hello. You know, today has great value because of what Jesus did over 2,000 years ago. Change your thinking from someday to today. Today's my day. Realize that today has significance in God's plan for your life. Recognize that today is the time. This is the time to receive. Today is the day that the Lord hath made. I will receive what belongs to me today. Hallelujah. Did you get anything out of that? It's 4 minutes, about 5 minutes till time to go. Everybody stand, please. Turn to your neighbor and say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to get what belongs to me today and every day. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Heavenly Father, I just tried to stir up these people's minds in the fact that every day is their today. Help us, Father, to realize that every day is the day that you is our today to receive all of the promises that you've given to us. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. If you happen to need Christ as your Savior, today is the day. If you happen to need to rededicate your life to God, today is the day. If you're one of those that go to church all the time, but you have never known whether you've really accepted Christ or not, today is the day. Here is our prayer team right here. As we're dismissed, any one of those three invitations come to the front. They'll pray with you. You won't leave here like you came. If you need prayer for anything, today is your day. Come down here. They'll pray with you. And you won't leave here, like I said, like you came in that door back there. Praise God. Hey, connection team, go find those first-time guests and take them to get that special gift that we put together for them right now. Hey, remember, we need help. Go sign up out in the lobby. Go in the resource room. It's off of the east lobby over there. And sign up. We need help. Praise God. Sunday morning right here coming. 9 o'clock is School of the Bible. Come. You say, well, what's that? Well, that's a place where small groups get together. You get to know people in a smaller group. And then 5 o'clock right here Sunday night, Liberty High. We're going to have our patriotic musical, and then outside with the inflatables and all the good food and the car show and all the singing and everything that's going to take place. And then at dark 30, we'll have fireworks. That's a good old Texas word right there. Dark 30, that means just as it's getting dark. That's what dark 30 means. Just as it's getting dark. We'll have one of the best fireworks shows in town. Hey, invite people to come. It's going to be a great time. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, this is my today. What about you? Hey, if you need prayer for salvation, rededication, and also experience with God, or prayer for any reason, come to the front right now. God bless. We'll see you Sunday.